Sometimes we're not going to move into the direction of our dreams until something happens that creates some sort of shift. And for me, it was the passing of my grandmother. She passed, I cried, we went to the funeral, it was sad. And then having this awakening, spiritual awakening, it was just like this aha moment. It's almost like the ocean had parted and like God was like, Luke, my son, it's your time. It's your time to change. It's your time to come back to me. Let me tell you about our new member of the family. Since I'm talking about Toffee, it wouldn't make sense, you know, for me to talk about her and not like show you. Say hello to everyone. She's half asleep. She's our new addition to our family. Let me tell you, man, she is a big blessing. Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing to be here. I hope that you are doing well. And I hope that this podcast episode inspires you to step up into your power, into your greatness, and not doubt yourself anymore, even though self-doubt is definitely something that we all struggle with sometimes. But it's about being more present, being more conscious, and just being more aware of your greatness, who you are, and where you want to go in life. And that way, that self-doubt, you know, will become quieter and quieter and quieter as you keep growing. But before I go any further, this episode is sponsored by the LMP Coaching Institute, which is my life coaching certification program that I help you through so that you can become a life coach of any sort. Maybe it's a life coach to help people build confidence or self-love or divorce life coach, whatever that niche is for you, I help you to get your certification. So if you want to apply to our institute, all you need to do is click the link below, put in your application, and maybe I'll be working with you, helping you get your certification. Anyway, moving forward, guys, welcome to another episode. It's freaking amazing to be here. I'm super excited. The fact that time just keeps ticking and ticking and ticking, and sometimes I'm just like freaking, like, I get annoyed sometimes. Let me tell you something. I get annoyed. You know why? Because there's not enough hours in the day. Like, I was sitting in front of my laptop last night. It was 11:30, and I was like, oh, shit, I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. Oh, man, I've got to finish this before I go to bed. So, you know, I do try to keep a good routine and I do try to go to bed earlier, but then as an entrepreneur, as someone who's running their own business, running their own show, you know, there's a lot of things happening all the time. You know, we all have these kind of challenges. We all, you know, I got to say, like, I know that on, you're going to see on people's platforms, on people's social medias and all this kind of stuff, everyone's going to show you their best life. You know, everybody's going to show you, like, you know, this is how my life is. This is like what my routine is. This is like what I go through, right? And a lot of the times you're going to see the best version of someone. You're going to see that life that they want to be living all the time. You know, wake up 5 a.m., gratitude, read the Bible, read the whatever holy book you read, pray to God, you know, be grateful to the universe, whatever your higher power is. You're going to try to connect with that, manifest, imagine, do that meditation, like, write a gratitude journal, do your 369, you know, do the mirror work. You're going to like show all of that and go, yeah, this is what I do. This is my routine. And this is what I eat for breakfast. This is what I eat for lunch. Then I go for a walk. Then I go to the gym and then I come back and then I spend some time doing this. Then I answer some emails and all this crap. And it's like, again, when you see that, it almost can make you feel like, damn, I don't have my life in order. Because that's what I see. That's what I see on social media. And I'm just kind of here to like, be the realest that I can be in terms of like, I've been on this journey in terms of like entrepreneurship, in terms of running my own company, in terms of, you know, working with thousands of people from all around the world in my coaching programs, in terms of like, you know, growing, evolving, taking action, being consistent, like managing my routine, like my schedule, traveling, like being in a healthy relationship, like visiting family, like everything that's happening, you know, becoming aware. Am I healthy? How's my mental health? How's my physical health? How's my spiritual health? Like, you know, what's the next project I'm working on? Like, there's a lot going on, you know? And yeah, consistency is the name of the game, but is there perfection in the lifestyle? Absolutely not, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'll have a good streak of like, that's it, I'm going to bed at 10 a.m. And all of a sudden, I'm doing 11:30 p.m., right? I said 10 a.m., 10 p.m., 11:30 p.m., 12 o'clock, 12:30, you know? So I guess the one thing that I've changed, and I want to make this podcast a little bit more about like the realness of like my life, you know? And I hope that this can kind of, maybe it'll make you feel better, because maybe you think that you're not living the best way. Maybe you think that your routine is shit. Maybe you think you're not getting enough done. Maybe you think that you're not the healthiest version of yourself. Maybe you might be inspired by the Luke Mind Power podcast. You might be watching me on social media or YouTube, wherever you're listening to this podcast, or on my social media platforms, and think that I have a perfect life. And I hope that by me sharing what I'm going to share with you today on this podcast, it kind of grounds you and goes, fuck man, I thought Luke had it all together, or I didn't really know what Luke does every day or how he lives, you know? So like this morning, I got up at 8:30. You know, I didn't go to bed until 12:30. The last thing I did before going to bed was I said my prayers, you know, I thanked God for another day. I asked God for, you know, a peaceful night's sleep to sleep and have peaceful dreams and to wake up feeling recharged and blessed and powerful and grateful. But then when I got into bed, I was like, I have to post something before I go to bed. So, you know, went and found one of my reels and I'm like, well, that's the post I'm going to post on Instagram. So if I do anything really, really well, I really stay consistent with my content on social media. And I know I tell my clients as well, my coaching programs, I'm like, don't sit in your bed and scroll for 3 hours before you go to bed. So I can vouch for myself that I'm not contradicting myself, because the one thing I don't do is I don't sit in bed for 3 hours and scroll. What I do is I do things that are in alignment with my consistency. I do things that are in alignment with my business. I do things that are in alignment with my growth. And for me, consistency is everything. It's become such an unconscious habit. And if it means I need to post something and I'm in fucking bed at 12:30 in the morning, well, that means I'm going to post it. You know what I mean? So as much as like, I have one section in my coaching program in the Superpower Mastermind in module one, and it talks about, you know, try to go to bed by 10 p.m., you know? And yeah, that's the goal. The goal is to have a better routine. These are seeds that we plant, you know? What's the goal? Well, the goal is to go with the Arcadian rhythm, right? Which is the sun, the nature. Follow nature. You know, many of us don't realize the power that we can learn, or the knowledge and wisdom we can learn from nature, from animals, from birds, right? The sun goes down. Guess what? That means it's time to prepare to slow down and time to prepare to have a rest, you know? And I got to tell you, because my fiance has taught me, Yolita always, you know, tells me how much, you know, she loves her morning routine, how much she loves getting up at 5:30 in the morning, doing her visualizations, manifestations, all this stuff, hypnosis that she does. And she's like, almost like when she talks about it, it's like she's so passionate about it. It's like she is like in this state. Oh, one reason why. And actually Mike Torino, one of our clients, actually said this on our coaching session during the week. And he's like, you know, the first 20 minutes of your day, your brain is in theta state. Right. And so when it's in that state, the first 20 minutes of your day is when your mind is most impressionable. And he reminded me of that. And I was like, well, that's what my fiance says all the time. And I'm like, yeah, that's why they do the imagination. That's why they do the manifestation, the visualization, the first 20 minutes of the day. You sit there and meditate about the vision of your life, about what you want to create, because that's when your mind is most impressionable. Because remember, thoughts become things. Everything in your reality is a product of your thoughts, of your mind, of your imagination, your visualization. And many of us just don't give our brain enough power, enough credit, possibility, have enough belief, because we haven't got it yet, because our dreams don't manifest in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We give up, when in reality, it takes time for your goal and your actualization of that maybe materialistic possession or whatever that is to actualize in your reality. It takes time, action, step by step. it's been planted, but it's not just going to appear. Maybe we do. We lose a bit of hope because we don't get there as soon as we want to be getting there, you know? And that's why one of the things that I've learned as well along this journey, guys, is patience, man, patience. If it hasn't happened yet, it's not supposed to happen. You know, haven't achieved it yet? Well, you haven't done the right work yet. You haven't got there yet. You haven't taken enough action yet. You know, you're not working with the right people yet. So don't be, you know, hurt or disappointed that you haven't achieved your goal or you haven't achieved what you set yourself out to achieve yet. You're meant to struggle a little bit. You're meant to learn along the journey. You're meant to make a couple of mistakes and go the wrong way before you realize that, oh my gosh, that's the wrong way, or that's the wrong person to work with. I need to work with someone different. Sometimes making the wrong decision is going to lead you to the right decision. You hear me? Sometimes doing the wrong thing is going to be a blessing in disguise. And you're like, damn, I had to go that way. I had to go that way first before I got to the awareness. You know, I had to feel that offness, like, oh my gosh, that doesn't feel right. Oh, that doesn't feel right again. Oh my gosh, it's just happening over and over again. It's not feeling right. Well, maybe it's directing you continuously, and it's until it disturbs your peace enough and hurts you enough and you realize that, oh my gosh, that's the wrong direction. Let me turn this way, make this decision. Then your life redirects, you know? So just a reminder, you know, try your best to have a good routine. But if it's not always happening for you, don't beat yourself up over it, you know? Like I, you know, at the beginning of this week, I'm like, that's it, 10 p.m. Man, I get to 9:30, we're taking the dog for a walk, you know, like we're doing stuff. And I'm just like, fuck, there's no way I'm going to be in bed by 10 o'clock. I've got fucking this to do, this, that, you know? So it's not about perfection, you know? It really is about progress, and it's about just doing your best. You know, but I definitely, when I was in Poland and I was getting up at, you know, 5:30 in the morning, 6 a.m. and going to the gym at that time, I can definitely vouch that it was a good vibe. You know, getting up before the sun, it's like so peaceful, quiet. The energy is like, just so quiet, you know. So, wow. All right, get your shit together. Let's go to the gym, you know. So it's pretty cool. And then when I finish the gym, I come back, you know, I go to the corner store, get some bread rolls, you know, get some, you know, some food from the corner store, and then go home and have a bit of breakfast, have a coffee, you know, and call my team that's in Australia. And, you know, that's, then it's like 8:30 in the morning. And then I'm like, damn, like I've got so much time. Wow. You know, that's what I was enjoying. But, you know, nowadays I'm in Dubai and it's more like, you know, 8:30 by the time it gets 9:15, you know, have a smoothie, you know, get ready, then go to the gym. So, you know, the days, they vary dependent on my appointments, on what time I wake up, what time I go to bed. You know what I mean? It's not always perfect, you know, but this is just your reminder, you know, if it's not working the way you want it to be working and you're just finding yourself that's you're a little bit off and this and that, don't be too hard on yourself. I think that's the thing. We look too much about how other people are living their life. And I think that's one thing that I can tell you about my routine and my life and how I'm living it is that I ain't here to be perfect. I ain't here to show you that I live this perfect, 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 amazing, freaking like regimented routine and this and that. You know what I mean? Like I'm doing all right. I know I can do better. But again, you know, I'm not one that's going to be like, yeah, I do an ice bath. I do this. I do that. I meditate and meditate for half an hour. And I do this gratitude journal for half an hour. And then I read a book for half an hour. And I do this. Because it's like, bro, do you know how many fucking things you've got to do every single day? Like, you know, you just got to do you and do what works for you. And that's not a nice, kind reminder. You know, because it's really easy to look at what other people are doing and think you have to do it exactly like that. Man, you're different. Work out what works for you and then keep moving forward, you know. So let me tell you about our new member of the family. Oh, she's just checking her out. Toffee is sleeping. Actually, look, since I'm talking about Toffee, it wouldn't make sense, you know, for me to talk about her and not like show you this beautiful beautiful member of our family. So let me get her.
This
is, you can see she's a little, say hello to everyone. Look, she's half asleep. Are you half asleep? Are you half asleep? Yeah. You're like, yeah, whatever, Luke, my pal. Get me off the freaking cameras. I don't know what you're doing to me, man. Leave me alone. But she is absolutely gorgeous, aren't you? Yeah? Yeah. Mwah. Okay. She is our new addition to our family. And let me tell you, man, she is a big blessing, you know. God definitely brought her into our life for a reason. You know, we're walking past a pet shop in downtown Business Bay in Dubai. And my fiance, we were like, oh, look at this dog, you know. And it just came up to the window and it got Yulita's attention. And I was just like, oh, look at this dog. And that's why I say life is unpredictable. This is the beautiful thing about life, you know. I've always said this, you know, as you start going on this new journey of evolution, personal growth, self-awareness, you know, connecting with your higher self, getting yourself into alignment with your truth, living your best life, living in abundance, right? Living in freedom, peace, love, surrounding yourself with positivity, right? Being conscious and disciplined of what it is that you listen to and what you tune into, who you surround yourself with, your whole life changes. You know, I was manifesting my fiance for fucking 6 years. You know, I never gave up on that. You know, now I'm living a dream. You know, that was one of my hugest dreams, was to attract a healthy relationship, attract an extraordinary woman, right? And that's what I was fighting for. If you listen to my podcast, man, you'll see me screaming a lot. And a lot of that was like, I'm not going to give up, you know, I'm going to attract her. And so I did. And so we're at this pet shop and we weren't inside, you know, and as soon as Yulita went into towards close to where Toffee was, she was like going up and she was twirling upside down and she was like, it was almost like she was talking to us and she was like, take me home, get me out of here, take me home. And she was so excited and she was flipping around and I was just observing because I was just like, you know, like it's a cute dog, you know, like it's a Pomeranian, it's a teacup, like it's a little baby, like, and that's the biggest size they go, actually. They don't grow any more than what I just showed you, which is, I love that because it's, you know, anyway. But then I said to the guy, I said, hey, can we hold her? You know, can we take her out of the cage? And he said, yeah, that's fine, you know. So we opened it up. And as soon as Yulita picked it up and picked her up and held her, she stopped. And she was just peaceful and quiet. And she stuck her tongue out and she was just like so quiet, you know. And I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, look how peaceful she is. And Yulita said to me, she's like, oh my gosh, look how peaceful she is. She's not moving, you know. So that is what got our attention, you know, the fact that she, even though she was so cute and all that kind of stuff, but I mean, I know myself that I'm only here for a couple of months here in Dubai at the moment, and I wasn't thinking about buying a dog because we're leaving, you know, like eventually we're going back to Poland. That's the plan. And all I was thinking about was like, yeah, if we get the dog, like, what are we going to do after when we leave? Where are we going to put the dog? Like, are you going to give it back to the pet shop? You know, so it's funny because when we left, like, I when we were there, actually, I said to the guy, I said, I asked my fiance, I said, you know, do you want it? And she wasn't sure what to answer, you know, but I could tell, like, she was like in love with this dog. And I was like, oh man, like, you know, I can see something going on here. And then we walked away. And I said, yeah, I said, it's nice, it's cute. But I said, like, where are we going to put it? Like, we're only here for a couple months. Like, when we leave, where's the dog going to go? And Yulita's like, we're going to take her with us. And I was like, oh. So I was thinking, oh, we'll get the dog for 2 months. And then, you know why? Because when I was young, you know, we used to get dogs all the time. My, and this is the thing, my, and this is a bit of a trauma, I think. My dad used to have a friend and his friend had lots of dogs in the backyard, you know, and my dad would bring these dogs back. And I know this is going to sound like a sad story. He's going to paint a really bad picture of my dad, but you know, times were different 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever it was. And this is what I experienced. And so
Oh yeah. And then I'll share with you about the allergy that what happened. Yeah. This is crazy. You want to listen to this. This is going to change your life.
So basically when I was young, my dad would bring these dogs home and we'd have a dog for like one day, you know, like my sister has a German Shepherd now. My other sister has a Labradoodle, you know, and so the dogs are slowly coming into our family. Like we never had dogs. I always loved, I had birds, fish, but we never had a dog or a cat at home. It was always like for one day. And then I would go with my dad to the park. He'd go for a run because he used to be a runner. He used to run the Bay Run in Drummoyne in Sydney every day, 7 kilometers. He would do that run. And there would be a park there, right? And my dad would let the dog out and that was it. Like that's all I ever saw of the dog. The dog would be at our place for a day and then all of a sudden the dog would be gone. You know, so yeah. And I'm like, that was a little bit of an interesting awareness of like now my life and like actually thinking about like buying a dog, but it's something that I went for. I never had a dog. I was never allowed to have a dog. I had a dog for like one day and that was it. And I guess with my affection for birds and my affection for animals, now with Toffee, it's like, she's like one of my birds. Like when I have my birds, if you've seen me in 2022, you'll see my content and you'll see that I had these two musk lorikeets and I would go outside to them every single day. They would come out onto the stick that I had out of the cage and they would come on my finger and I would kiss them and I would like, they'd stay on my shoulder. They would like, I would talk to them, you know, like I've always loved animals, you know? So yeah, I just didn't think like that I'm going to get this dog, you know, but because all I thought was I'm only here for 2 months. Why would I get the dog or where are we going to put the dog? That's what I was thinking. I was like, yeah, after 2 months, we'll give the dog back or where are we going to leave it? So anyway, a couple of days later, I kept this conversation kept going. My fiance's like, Yulita's like, you know, the dog, every day we'd go back and see the dog. So after about 3 days, Yulita wouldn't stop talking about this dog. And deep down, I just felt like I have to get this dog. Like there's something about this dog, I have to get it. And because she kept talking about it, I knew that the longer I waited, the more chance that someone was going to come to that pet shop and buy the dog. And so immediately, like I got on my scooter and I made up some excuse to Yulita and I said, I'm just going downstairs because she was upstairs. It was like late at night. It was like Wednesday. It was like 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. And I was like, I'm just going downstairs just to I think go to the supermarket or just to make some phone calls or send some voice messages or something. I made up some excuse that I had to go downstairs. Jumped on a scooter. It took me 10 minutes to get to the pet shop. And I basically told the lady and I said, listen, I said, let me put a deposit on the dog because there's no way that I'm letting anyone buy that dog because that dog is for Yulita. And I paid a deposit and that way, you know, obviously no one could buy it. But guess what? Yulita didn't know about it and I was going to surprise her for her birthday, right? So basically the next day, we went back to the pet shop together and then I took her in there. And then the owner said to Yulita that someone put a deposit on the dog and the dog has been sold. Right? So that was freaking shit because when I was putting the deposit on, I was like, I don't know how long I can hold on to this. Like as in like that I'm lying to my fiance that the dog sold, don't worry about the dog. Oh, well, what a shame, you know, let's just come and visit. So basically the next like 5 days, we kept visiting the pet shop and Yulita kept getting closer to it and like hugging it and this and that. And she thought, and I kept playing along as well, that I'm just like, you know, it's sold, like what a shame, you know? And then at the end, we were like, well, you know, if it's God's will, if we're meant to have this dog, then, you know, it's the person will let go of the dog. They'll take the money back and the dog will be for sale again. Little did she know that, you know, I'm the one that bought it. I'm the one that put a deposit on it and that she was going to get the dog in the end. So basically we went out on Saturday night and after we came back, I'd organized with the pet shop to bring some balloons. And it was 1 week before her birthday, before Yulita's birthday, because I couldn't wait. Like I was too excited and I just couldn't, I could not like live with another week of let's go see the dog. And these lies, oh, it's sold. I couldn't do it. It's just not me. It's not my heart. You know, I had enough of like 3 or 4 days of talking shit. And I was like, I have to give her the dog, you know? So I organized the pet shop to put her in a nice box, wrap her up, get some balloons. And then we came back late at night, like after this, we had an event or we went to dinner together. It was like 11:30, nearly 12 o'clock. And then we got home and I was like, let's have a drink, you know, let's have a drink. Cause I knew they were coming and I wanted they were going to ring the doorbell and leave the box at the door so Yulita could find it. And then she's like, I'm really tired. I'm just going to sleep. I'm just like, I'm had enough. Like, I don't want to, I don't, whatever. She put on her pajamas. She was done, you know? And I was like, shit, man, I got to stall her. I need to stall. Like, she can't go to sleep because like they're coming and they weren't there yet. Right. So basically, she went to bed. Right. And then they messaged me just as she closed the door and she went to bed. And they're like, okay, we're here at the elevator, you know? And I looked in the little, cause, Yulita sleeps with white noise. I don't know if you guys have heard it, but it helps you sleep. White noise. Type it into YouTube. And she put the white noise on, which was great because she couldn't hear anything. So when she goes to bed, she got the white noise on. It's like, shh. So you can't hear nothing, right? So basically it gave us enough time to, I opened the door. I got the guys from the pet shop to come in, go into the front, like just at the, at Yulita's, where she was sleeping in that bedroom, put the box down with the balloons and everything like that. And then they left, right? And then I was like standing at the door, ring the doorbell, and I started calling her. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, open the door. There's something for you. There's someone for you. I was saying something like that. And then she opened the door and she's like, and she was like surprised. And she's like, well, you know, she didn't know what it was because there was like on the floor, it was just 3 balloons and a box. But behind the corner, there was the dog's bed and like the crate and all this other shit. But she couldn't see that. So she walked up because she didn't know what it was. She walked up to me in being all surprised, still thinking like, what is that? And then she looked down and she saw the bed. And then it clicked. And she was like, oh, my God. And she started to realize that, oh, my God, the dog. And she turned around and Toffee had already popped her head out of the box and she's sitting there looking at her like this with her cute face, you know? And, you know, it's like, it's, I don't know, man, like there's so much fun. The dog has like broadened, like just changes your energy. It, like the fact that sometimes Yulita's working at night and I have to take the dog for a walk. I've never done this before, dog walking and all this stuff, like picking up her shit and carrying doggy bags and all this crap. But I mean, if there's anything that God's preparing us for is for our own family, because looking after this baby dog is basically like another, it's basically a child, you know, teaching it fucking where not to piss and shit and all this stuff, right? But the gratitude I have because, you know, I'm busy. I got lots of shit going on, you know. I'm fucking like nonstop, like this call, that call, appointment, project, email, this, accounting, fucking like podcast, live, content. Like my life is like full on like just a roller coaster or going around, right? And so then I take the dog out at fucking 10 p.m. or 9:30 to the beach and all of a sudden, all I'm focusing on, but it's like the birds, guys. It's like the birds, you know? I used to go out in the morning and all I would be focusing on, because I miss them, I want to see them. I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute, you know? And talk to the birds. And all of a sudden, I'm fully disconnected. So, I mean, I'm talking about meditation, man. I'm talking about mindfulness, you know? I think one of the challenges of mindfulness and meditation is sitting in the one spot and not like being able to really stay in the present moment and really like get to this level of like, just I'm grounded, I'm present, I'm grateful. I'm grounded, I'm present, I'm grateful, you know, and allow yourself to be in the present moment. But is it the same when you have an animal? Is this the same with a dog? For example, when I go to the beach at night with the dog, I'm running up and down the beach. I'm throwing the ball with the dog. The dog's chasing the ball. I'm like running. I'm laughing at how the dog is running. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cute. And it's doing all this stuff. And it's like disconnection from the world. And all of a sudden, all I'm focusing on is the dog, right? And then there's nothing else that exists in that moment. There's nothing else, just me and the dog, you know? And if anything, I mean, I said this on my Instagram story the other day. I was like, wow, like I'm in such a routine of like every day, go to the gym, 6 days a week, go to the gym, go to the gym, go to the gym. And one morning, you know, Yulita's like, hey, do you want to come for a walk with us? And I'm like, yeah, I do. Let's go. And I was like, yeah, like sometimes fuck the gym, take the dog and go for a walk. So definitely pros and cons, you know, the dog shits and pisses and you have to clean it and this and that, you know, but obviously you can train it where it should be going. But then like just the one thing I love about this Pomeranian is that it's quiet. Like for real, as long as it's near your energy, like it's not, it knows you're there, it's quiet. It doesn't bark. It's not like this thing that's just like fucking whinging and shit all the time. You know, it's like, it's probably the most peaceful thing. And that's why I said to my fiance, I'm like, that dog is me. And she's like, no, it's me. Right. So we have this argument that the dog, she's like, it's got my eyes. Right. But I'm like, no, the dog is me. It literally, when it's around the right people, it might be an extrovert, but when it's with itself, it's peaceful and quiet. And that's how I am, you know? I like peace and quiet. I just like to be peaceful and calm. And when I look at the dog, man, it's just chilling. It's quiet. It's not aggressive. It's not trying to like, you know, attack you or anything like that. It gets excited because it sees you. It wants you to rub it and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, that's the new addition to our family, you know, and it's a blessing, you know. Yeah, it's responsibility, but also I think it gives a little bit of balance to your day because sometimes we get so regimented in the things that we're working on or we're doing, and having that time where you actually go for a walk and now have an excuse to go for a walk, not just like, okay, take yourself for a walk, you know. They all, like Yulita's been telling me, you know, take breaks during the day because you're on the computer all day. You're on the computer all day. Like, it's so good to take a break. And I tell you, when I took the dog for a walk, the break actually helped me. I felt better after going for a walk. And I understand why, because the more you're sitting, the more your body is in that stagnation. It stagnates. Like it's not, your energy's not flowing because you're sitting, you know? And so once you get up and move, all of a sudden you're moving your body, you're feeling good, you know, and your energy's like moving around, you know? So just talking about that, you know, one thing I'll tell you guys, when I do coaching or when I do podcasts or when I do a live event, after it, I always feel a bit drained, you know? I'm always like, oh, okay, cool. And it's almost like I need to decompress. But after talking about walking and shit, after I finish this recording, I'm actually going to go for a walk. I'm going to take the dog for a walk, go outside. And then I'll fill you in how I feel, because I think that is something I'm learning that's really, really important, is like, get out of your office, get out of your work environment, like go and move your body. Don't just stay in the same kind of energy and place, you know? So definitely going to do that. But yeah, in terms of like lifestyle, business, you know, what I'm doing, you know, as a motivational speaker, I guess a lot of you guys maybe still are new to the Luke Mind Power podcast. Probably some of you are watching right now. Maybe you've just tuned in for the first time and you're probably wondering, like, what's your story? Where did you come from? Why do you do what you do and all that kind of stuff? And I got to tell you, man, your life will evolve if you evolve. You know, you'll make progress if you start making progress. You know, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And so as I'm evolving, you know, it's like you start with one thing and that one thing leads you to another. You know, for me, it was identifying that I had a fear of public speaking, that I had a fear of communication, which then led me to the awareness of self-love, which then led me to the awareness of my insecurities, my fears, my doubts, how I felt about myself, my mind, the thoughts, you know. And because for many, many years, I was really self-conscious about my physical appearance. Some may call it body dysmorphia. I didn't feel good within my body. I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. I was bullied a lot, which created a lot of insecurity, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of fear mentally, right? So I had really low self-confidence. So like going into relationships that I went into, I was very needy. You know, I was always living in fear that they would leave me. And one of the parts of our relationship module in the Superpower Mastermind, which is our life transformation program, is I talk about relationships and that you attract what you fear. I'll say that again. You attract into your life that which you fear. So if you fear success, if you fear money, then you will attract being broke and you will attract not being successful. So what I was doing when I was living on that lower vibration, I was attracting people leaving me because I was too needy. I didn't have the self-worth and the confidence to know my worth. And I was constantly giving so much into the relationship, which was suffocating the girls that I was dating or trying to date, you know? So there wasn't that balance, you know? It was just like too much, like showing them, I love you. I want to be with you. Let's meet up. Let's do this. I was like giving and giving and giving, that it became that too much that eventually they would leave. So I had a fear that I'm going to lose them. And that's exactly what I attracted. So I had to get to a point from these rejections in relationships to realize, you know, because during that time, you know, that was a lot of alcoholism. That was a lot of drug abuse or drug use, because I wouldn't say it was necessarily abuse, because I was also at that stage of my life where I was partying, man. I was living my life. I was just going out and I was having a good time, and there was, you know, not a care in the world about fucking debt or whatever. Like, I was just feeding my ego and escaping life and doing whatever the fuck I was doing, you know, every weekend. And it got to that point, 2018, when my grandmother passed away. And that's why for you guys, like maybe TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, sometimes we're not going to move into the direction of our dreams until something happens that creates some sort of shift. And for me, it was the passing of my grandmother. She passed. I cried. I went to Poland with my dad. Yeah, we had a connection. You know, I was living in Australia most of my life. I mean, all my life. And then we went to the funeral. You know, it wasn't an easy experience, I guess. It was sad. And then having this awakening, spiritual awakening in 2018 after coming back to Australia was just like this aha moment. It's almost like, you know, the ocean had parted and, like, you know, God was like, Luke, my son, it's your time. You know, it's your time to evolve. It's your time to level up. It's your time to change. It's your time to heal. It's your time to come back to me. Right. And this is the crazy thing, you know, and whether you're religious, whether you're faithful, whether you believe in God or not, this will resonate with you. Okay. And just know, you know, I'm the Luke Mind Power podcast, even though I'm, you know, I go to church on Sundays and I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, you know, whatever you believe in, that's your personal journey. You know, I have friends that are, that follow Islam, that are Islamic, you know, that are Muslim, and they're amazing. You know, I have people that are Buddhists and other faiths, you know. So this is a non-judgmental podcast, first and foremost. But that moment was almost like, and this is what I've found now, you know, that since I'm in a healthy relationship, I just always, like, as soon as it happened and manifest for me, I was just like, that's from God. That's just not, it's not normal. Like, even though I was manifesting a relationship for years, like, she's a gift from God. She's not from here. She's not, like, you know, her energy, presence, love, compassion, understanding, communication, self-awareness, you know, her energy, her confidence, like, all of that in a package, this extraordinary woman that I'm in a relationship with, I'm like, she's from God. Like, that was the biggest sign and, like, level of, like, understanding that I'm like, oh my God, I'm just being blessed right now. You know, I could not. Like, before I met her, I wasn't so close. I was, like, really not even close. I wasn't practicing my faith or going to church or anything like that. But as soon as she came into my life, like, I started telling her that, like, man, you're a gift from God. Like, shit, like, I'm being blessed right now, you know? But guess what? I'm so lucky as well, because, and I believe that luck is something you create too, because I wasn't close to God before I met her. You know, and I was always saying the universe, I was always saying, you know, like, the universe has your back and all that kind of stuff, right? And so now this connection that I have, it makes sense, because I always used to say this, guys. I always used to say when I speak, because listen, let's just break it down a little bit. You are not your body. Like, you're a spiritual being living in a meat suitcase. Like, your body is not who you are. You're just energy, vibration, right? So your soul is like what lives in you and through you. When your body dies, the energy is like that spirit, that soul, right? And that's why I believe, like, you know, that the Holy Spirit, God, works through you. And this is something that's profound, that now when I think about it, I'm like, wow. And it's okay if you don't agree, you know, it's okay if maybe you can't comprehend what I'm saying, but I'm just sharing with you my living experience. And I know that my mother is a woman of faith. She's praised so much. She's always been, I know she's been praying for me like nonstop my whole life. And I've talked about her a lot on the podcast. My relationship with her now, because she knows I go to church, is just, wow. She's like, oh my God, my prayers have been answered, you know? But this is the thing, you know, when I say, you know, God was like, spiritual awakening time, Luke, you know, it's time for you to wake up to your greatness. It's time for you to change. 2018. For me, that wasn't about God. It was about finding me. You know, it was about, hey, come home. Luke, like, you've lost yourself in the world. You've lost yourself in the cocaine. You've lost yourself in money. You've lost yourself in strip clubs. You've lost yourself in pornography. You've lost yourself in everything outside of yourself. You've lost yourself in thinking that relationships are going to make you happy. You've lost yourself in external validation. You've lost yourself in thinking if you have a nice car, that's going to make you happy. You've lost yourself in thinking that you have a nice watch, that's going to make you happy. You've lost yourself in thinking that, you know, if you've got that shit, that then you're going to be likable. People are going to like you. And that is where I realized that 2018 moment, you know, when my grandmother passed away, came back to Australia, and I had this moment of like, oh my goodness, I am moving to Poland. That was the first step. In order for you to transform your life, you have to take the first step. The first step could be investing in your personal development. It could be working with someone like myself, for example. The first step could be listening to this podcast. The first step could be doing something that you don't normally do. The first step could be changing your environment. The first step could be leaving the job that you've been working in for the last 20 years. You know, the first step could be investing in property, something for your life to change, you know? So the first step for me was I'm moving to Poland. You know, that's where my parents are from. I live there now. I'm in Dubai. I moved from Dubai to Poland like throughout the year and travel around the world. But that's manifested, guys. I was saying that freaking 2018, I'm moving to Poland. It took me a while because I had no business. I didn't have no money. There wasn't no way I was going to move to Poland with not having any cash. How was I supposed to survive? Where was I supposed to live? How were things supposed to work out? So I said it, but it didn't manifest. I was talking about this earlier in the podcast episode. Don't expect your manifestations to always just become instant and like magic it appears. But the spoken word and what you talk about and what you think about, it is powerful shit. That's why patience is required. So that awakening moment, right? And this journey for myself was incredible because now I understand what God was doing. Even though I didn't see it yet, even though I couldn't comprehend it yet, even though I didn't understand it yet. For me at the beginning was, first I needed to love me. First I needed to come back to me. First I needed to find me again. First I needed to like disconnect myself from everything that I had known myself to be and be connected to. And that's why I always say, are you who you think you are? Because you're just a product of your environment, you're a product of your family's culture, you're a product of your family's religion, you're a product of the people you surround yourself with, you're a product of your job, you're a product of the friends that you've been surrounding yourself with, the family that you've been surrounding yourself with, their beliefs, their way of thinking. And then you ask yourself the question, you go, am I really who I think I am? And deep down for me in that moment, 2018. If you're listening and you're watching right now, you better share this with everyone because this will transform people's lives if they understand this. These were the moments that you start asking yourself these deeper questions and you realize that, wow, I'm not who I'm supposed to be. I was called for something greater. And in order for me to actualize this version of me, I had to let go of everything. I had to leave. I had to go along a journey, along a path that wasn't even created yet. But I had to trust that it was going to be guided by the light. It was going to be guided. God had my back. He was just like, Luke, just go. He goes, I got your back. I'm going to guide you. It's going to be fine. It's all going to come together. I've already planned it out for you, man. But I didn't even have that faith yet. I was just like, the universe has your back. I'm learning to love myself. I'm doing what's right for me. I'm speaking my truth. I'm standing up for myself. I'm setting boundaries with people. I'm letting go of people in my life. I'm not letting other people's opinions of me control me. I'm letting go of watching fucking what's on TV. And I'm focusing on staying inspired and motivated by Les Brown, Lisa Nichols, Ed Milet, Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, Lewis Howes, Tom Bilyeu, Trent Shelton, Mel Robbins, Brendan Burchard, like Jim Rohn, Bob Proctor, the list can go on. That was my motivation. That was my connection. That was my inspiration. Fueling my mind with motivation. How can I do this? How can I keep going? Yeah, man, give it to me. Right? Because I knew, man, there was something greater in me. And I know if you're watching right now, there's something greater in you. You don't watch this podcast if you don't have greatness in you. You don't listen to this podcast if you're just some really ordinary person that's not going to live an extraordinary life. That's what you were born for. You were born to step into your power. You're born to live in greatness. You're born to attract abundance. Well, first, we just got to help you unblock yourself. First, we just got to help you rewire your brain because the past will continue to control us if we let it. So now, as I got to this point in my life, I'm like realizing the process. And I'm like, wow, so first I needed to find me. First I needed to find me, not realizing that in finding me, I would find God. Because the Holy Spirit, God works through you. He works through people. You know, my life coaching institute, the LMP Coaching Institute, where I help people become certified life coaches, that was born from God messaging me through people, through my own clients. Through my fiance saying, hey, Luke, why don't you start your institute? Then I've got my clients that are in my coaching program saying, hey, Luke, we need help in how to start our coaching programs. How do we grow on social media? How do we do this stuff that you're doing? And I wasn't paying attention until recently. And my fiance is like, why don't you start your institute? Why don't you do that? I wasn't ready last year. This year, right now, I'm like, whoa. You know, and so this is how unpredictable life can be, because if you start paying attention, things will start falling into place. And if you start listening, there's messages and signs coming to you all the time. And that's why this journey, you know, of self-love, I know that a lot of people of faith, I said this in New Jersey because I was so passionate about it, you know, and a lot of people, even my mom, would be like, self-love is not from the Bible. It's not from God, you know, and I would get triggered by that, you know, but, you know, when I explain it like this, I'm like, hey, I know that it's all about giving and it's not about focusing on yourself and it's not about being selfish, you know, but just remember, if you don't look after you, you can't look after others. I'm only just as powerful as much as I've looked after myself, which gives me the power to be able to look after you, to give to you, right? So self-love is about self-care. And just wait for it. If God is working through me and I say I love God, if God is working through me, man, I love me because the Holy Spirit is working through me. I love the Holy Spirit. I love God because he's working through me to get to you. So why wouldn't I love me? That's ridiculous. Saying you shouldn't love yourself because that's self-righteous. That's just thinking about yourself. And it's like, yeah, but God's working through me. I love God. Crazy, eh? Like, pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. You know, don't let them confuse you, you know, because love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, do unto others as you would like done unto yourself. That's what they say, you know? So self-love is like loving yourself is the greatest gift that you can give to the world. Because when you fill yourself with love, man, you become a magnet for miracles. You know, you shine bright. People feel that. And we need more love in the world. We need more light in the world. That's what we're here for. Because there's a lot of darkness out there, ladies and gentlemen. And if there's anything that you can do to be the change, to make a difference, is to come back to yourself and do the work. Figure out who you are. That's a blessing. That's the blessing. Figure out who you are, because you don't even know who you are yet. Either do I. And I know that it's something extraordinary that probably my mind can't fathom yet, but I've got a fair idea and I'm just going to keep going. It's a blessing to be alive, guys. If you want to join the LMP Coaching Institute and you want to apply for our Life Coach Certification Programs, I'll teach you how to do everything that I do. Click the link below. There is a link there that you can apply. And I look forward to speaking with you on our next podcast. I'm sending you so much love. Don't give up on yourself. Remember, believe in yourself. You got this. And I'll see you on our next episode. Peace out, man.